Let's talk about mentoring now. I've mentioned it a few times already in this training, so let's look a little more closely at what it might involve. Mentoring is traditionally how yoga was passed from teacher to student, with teachers handing down information to students on a one-to-one basis, and how yoga students will become yoga teachers. With the rise of teacher training programs and national standards in education to become a registered yoga teacher, this has all changed. While the initial training for yoga teachers is often a training course, it's important that yoga teachers continue to have and offer mentoring. Yoga Australia, a yoga teachers association in Australia, says ongoing mentoring is not a formal requirement of association membership, but we encourage teachers at all levels of membership to see both mentoring and being mentored as a desirable and important part of ongoing personal and professional development in yoga. Mentoring is important for the ongoing growth of a competent, compassionate, and skillful teacher, creating a space for self-inquiry and self-reflection, creating a safe space to be creative in developing teaching skills, creating a safe space where gaps in skills and education can be addressed, creating a safe space to bring ethical dilemmas for discussion, reflection, and resolution. Accountability with self-practice and self-care, and creating community instead of teaching and practicing in isolation. Ideally, mentoring would include a combination of regular one-to-one mentoring sessions with a senior yoga teacher or specialist in the area you're working in, regular peer-to-peer mentoring with another yoga teacher offering each other support, ongoing training, as well as group mentoring sessions with a senior yoga teacher or a specialist in the area you're working in. That's a wrap for the mentoring section today. Mentoring helps us to explore ethical dilemmas that arise, to continue to grow and evolve as teachers, and keeps us connected with the traditional method of studying yoga. I highly recommend it for all mental health aware yoga teachers. Thanks for joining me.